Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, 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 everyone. Bill Grown Enjoy BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in to this very, very special featured broadcast. It's Wednesday, 11-6-2012. We are weeks away from good eating, one of my favorite times of the year. Just eat, 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 eat. So that means what you got to do, hit the gym, because it's time to eat. BillGrownEnjoy.com, get on over. And to become a free member, check out the great things that's happening, all the many things from philanthropy, other radio hosts that comes on the air to share their expertise and their message to you all. And BGE TV 132, now on, we have Ebony Magazine's Red Pump Project with Anise Inc. out of Atlanta, speaking on the HIV crisis and issues that have taken place in Atlanta. And as many of you guys know, to basically save the date for next year for the first ever as a national initiative, the 2014 World AIDS Day Atlanta, coming in to create the awareness and sound the alarm for the HIV and AIDS crisis that is taking place in the community of Metro Atlanta. So get on over there to get more information on the situation. You can follow me on Twitter at Kalithia, and of course BGE's Twitter is at BGE underscore radio. Emergent Health Network / Military Veteran Peer Network, Sabrina Rango, who is a peer counselor in El Paso, Texas, is here today to speak with us on a deep issue that is affecting our veterans and as a deeper issue with our women veterans. So she's here today to join us with her organization to speak on this issue that has taken place to make many of you aware, and how her organization is out in the community to make a difference in what is taking place. And she's going to tell you right now, but first we will introduce her. Welcome to BGE Radio, Sabina.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am well. How is El Paso?
It's chilly. Not a norm, but it's very chilly.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are not far from Arizona, and I hear they got the temperature dropped to like 20 degrees, you know, so I can only imagine.
The winter is upon us. It's time.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Sabina, and just glad that you took the time from your day to join us to share with us the cause, the whole root of this issue that's taking place that many is not aware of, because I can tell you I was not aware of this issue taking place with our military veterans. So first tell people who you are, what your organization represents, and what is this issue going on?
Okay, there's several issues. First of all, my name is Sabina Rangel, and as you stated, I am a veteran peer, certified peer facilitator with the Military Veteran Peer Network, which is also run by Emergence Health Network. It is Emergence is the umbrella for the Military Veteran Peer Network. And what is going on in El Paso, I'm sure the rest of the nation is affected by this as well, but due to the BRAC, which is the closures of several military bases, El Paso has had an influx of troops and families arriving here. And with that, we have several soldiers that have been deployed and returning. We found that the soldiers coming back aren't able to obtain the health care that they need, or the mental health that they need, for various reasons. The lack of provider support. There's also the lack of command support. So this organization is totally out of the military structure. We don't require any type of military insurance or even proof. You know, it's based solely on their word that they're a military member or veteran or family member of and want to obtain help. A lot of psychological issues that soldiers and veterans are facing are, in their perspective, frowned upon for continuing their service or even in dealing with society. So we provide them the outlet of having total anonymity and being able to have the care that they need. Mm-hmm. So what we've experienced basically is post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is the biggest disorder that we're finding. And not only does it affect the veteran or the soldier, it impacts their family, which in turn impacts the community. So that's a huge issue that needs to be addressed and as soon as possible. Okay. What we've done is allowed them the outlet without having to go through their command, without having to have anything in their medical record. There are a lot of misconceptions in the community and in the military that if a service member seeks mental health assistance for post-traumatic stress disorder, that it will cause them to lose a security clearance or not be eligible for a certain type of job, and that's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's most of it is educating because there are the misconceptions out there. There
right.
are a lot of misconceptions about mental illness as a whole. People think if they have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress or any other mental illness, that they're no longer productive in society. And on most
right.
cases, that's not accurate.
Right. Right. You know, as me being a military brat all my life, I've seen it. And, you know, that what you guys have, and I'm looking at your website, you said it, couldn't say it in better words, and that's bridging from military to civilian life. And that is really one of the toughest challenge for military personnel. So it's just exciting to know that, you know, there's organizations like yours and like people like you that's out there reaching out, because many don't. Now, I know that for the women, which this was just alarming to me because I didn't even know this was taking place, and I'm trying to put it in words a very political way, but that, you know, these veteran women with PTSD and who have been raped, tell us more about that.
Average, about 19,000 sex crimes take place in the military a year. Those were the most current statistics given by the Pentagon, although in 2012, there were 26,000 sex crimes in the military. And, of course, the majority of the victims coming forward are women. This happens to men just as easily, and, you know, they're just more hesitant to obtain the help that they need. So with women being involved in this, there's a long culture involved that needs to be changed, where we do as we told, and we move on with our duties, whatever they are, no matter what transpires. It was a misconception that we were placed in the lines of duty to fulfill sexual gratification of our counterparts. So during times of war, it was very difficult not only to deal with that situation, but not only are you looking out for the enemy, you're looking out for your fellow soldier, sailor, airman, or marine. They're right next to you, and instead of being focused on the mission at hand, you know, you were worried about being sexually assaulted. This issue is very prevalent, and although changes are being made, they will be very slow to adapt and become the new norm or culture, because that's just not the way that the military is used to functioning. It's been the norm, should I say, to have a sexual crime done in the unit, and everyone brushes it under the rug. Nothing is said about it. No one knows what happened. Next thing, the victim is gone, and that's all anybody needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bases are being more proactive, units are being more proactive, and are actually gathering the troops as a whole to educate them, letting them know that consequences will take place, and they're making in not such a nice way, an example out of the people that are being caught and are being convicted. You know, like I mentioned, we still have a long way to go, but for the women experiencing these crimes, not only are they dealing with the stigmas of being a woman in the military, as common as it seems, it's not. There's still a lot of resistance, and especially when there is a woman that is a go-getter and doesn't just want to be the standard. She wants to be above the standard, you know, then a lot of attention is drawn towards her. And the way people perceive that is in a negative manner because she's not doing what she should be doing, which is just do your job. Do your job and sit in a corner, and that's it. So oftentimes a negative light will be brought upon that person. So we're trying to crush that misconception for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently by the time that I've seen the person or they've come to our organization, the crime has already happened. They've been a victim of sexual assault. And at that point, we try to reassure them that as a service member, they serve their duty with diligence and honor, and they need to believe that within themselves. Because as a victim, what happens is they question their actions. They question their role. And so it's bringing that perspective back, bringing the perspective back and focusing on what should be focused on. And that is that basically they were taken advantage of. There was a perpetrator that assaulted them and took advantage of them. Again, bridging that gap, finding their role now as more than likely a civilian female in the workforce and how she deals with the anxieties, the pressures, the stressors that she has, the triggers that she has, because they don't go away. You can learn to cope with them. They will never go away. And providing the support they need at any time of the day, there will be, you know, months, weeks, even years. Sometimes people don't seek assistance for years. And then they finally sit down one day and they say, you know, all of these things have happened in my life because I never took care of the problem to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So just addressing those issues and reassuring them that they're not crazy and they are still productive in society. They just need to learn how to deal with those triggers and the crime as it was.
Right, right. And a proactive approach is what you guys are taking under the umbrella of the Emergent Health Network with the Military Veterans Peer Network, you know, connecting Texas, that you guys have numerous chapters throughout Texas, some being in the, you know, the panhandle, you know, the Gulf Coast. And as a member, you know, they can meet other vets, they can get the help and support, they can find the resources. So let everyone know how they can join and a little more on how they can get in contact with you guys.
Okay. Definitely. We have a Facebook page under Military Veteran Peer Network of El Paso. And like you mentioned, there are chapters all over Texas. So if there's anyone in Texas, they're, you know, more than welcome to go on the website. There's also for Emergence Health Network, which is our parent organization, that 915-887-3412. Kelly Burns is the director of Military Veteran Peer Network, and they are also located at 1600 Montana Avenue in El Paso, Texas. Again, a myriad of services are provided through Emergence Health Network. We have groups and peer sessions for everything. We have spouse groups. They're working on forming a children's group. And this is not only for people that are dealing with post-traumatic stress. We have spousal groups. We just basically it's a support system, and we try to convey that no matter what the need is, we have someone in the organization that can fill that need. We have workout groups. Sometimes when people separate from the military, they miss the camaraderie that they had. So even though some people experienced some tragic things, such as deployments or being assaulted, there was also the camaraderie. You know, there was that bonding that you just don't find all the time. So we have, as I mentioned, exercise groups. We have craft groups. We have the post-traumatic stress groups. We also have a criminal justice group, and that's called a veterans court. And sometimes due to deployments, service members come back, and due to the suffering that they had while they were deployed, they come back and they start drinking or they start abusing, and somewhere along the line they get in trouble with the law. They may have domestic violence issues due to some of the anger that they are harboring. Again, they've gotten in trouble for this. There is a judge in El Paso. Her name is Angie Juarez Barril, and she runs El Paso Veterans Court. And what it is these veterans that have deployments and have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury go through this court program of 18 months. And there's very strict guidelines to enter the program as well as that need to be maintained to remain in the program. But after 18 months, the charges that they've encountered are gone. They do have to go to court weekly. During the 18 months, they receive intensive therapy. They go to counseling. They are on technically a probation that they have to meet. There's compliance officers that visit the home on a regular basis several times a week, go through their stuff, make sure they're not drinking, make sure they're not using illegal substances, make sure they're at all the medical appointments they need to be at. But allowing them to receive the treatment, we hope that will prevent them from incurring any further legal issues.
Right. So that's an awesome program. That's a really,
really
awesome
is.
Program. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the root of it is that service members are coming back, and some of them don't know what to do with that displaced anger or confusion or the nightmares they're having. So they turn to other things. They turn to substance abuse. They turn to alcoholism. And some of them even take out their aggressions on their family members or their spouses. And had they gotten the help they needed or been encouraged to get the help that they needed, that may not have happened. And that's where this whole program came into place, because it's not necessarily that these are bad people or that these are criminals. They have become a victim of their own circumstances without knowing how to deal with them.
Right, right. And you guys have a veterans crisis line. Tell us more about that and how one can reach out if needed. What's the crisis line, the purpose of it throughout the community?
Well, the crisis line, right, is basically more a community resource, and what that does is through calling the crisis line, they can anyone, not just a military service member, will be able to that they need. So, where a mental health evaluation team can come out basically, and evaluate the situation, see if that person needs to be inpatient or if they need to be placed in a group. And, they come to the person, basically, allowing them at that moment to not give up, not take their life, not go out or, you know, there's a myriad of things, and they could, you know, the crisis could be happening for several different reasons. It could be one instance where they basically it's an isolated issue. They're having this crisis due to drugs, alcohol, or something has happened that caused them to go into this crisis, such as a sexual assault. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. It's very key. It keeps it, like you said, isolated and intimate and confidential.
It does. And as I mentioned, you know, it's not our place to say, okay, you need inpatient care. We can suggest, but it's up to the patient to say, you know, yes, I'm ready to receive inpatient care, or I just need to talk to someone right now and get through this. And then I'll be okay. So as I mentioned, there are those triggers that allow, you know, that we'll have someone go into a crisis mode.
Right, right. And that number they can call is 1-800-273-8255. Press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line through the community of the Military Veterans Peer Network. You can also go over to the website, which is MIL, VET, peer.net. They can join for free and see more information on the chapters. Maybe they can reach out that's closest to their area. And other resources that's provided through your site, they can even be a part of, it looks like you guys, they sign up, get newsletters. You guys also have, I don't see anything on the site right now for any calendar of events. But they can also go to the site to see things that you guys are doing maybe out in the community. What are some of the things that are upcoming that haven't been placed on the website just as yet?
Actually, it's ongoing, and we do on the Facebook page for Emergence Health Network and the El Paso chapter of the Military Veteran Peer Network, we do mm-hmm. have on a monthly basis, and it's updated weekly, actually, where we put out all the upcoming events. We do walks in the community for certain projects. I know that on the 15th of last month, we had Pat Mena, which is the mother of an airman that passed away in his sleep due to being over-medicated by the VA. We supported her and did a walk with, she has an annual walk in El Paso, so we contributed in that walk. We held a female veterans symposium in El Paso. It was the first ever, and so it was a little bit trying at the beginning, because when you hear of veterans functions, most people assume veterans means men. So we kind of wanted to break that stigma a little bit. So on the site, speak of those things that we do on a regular basis, as well as upcoming events like something out of the norm. Every week we do work with Hope Jackson, and she runs the Hope Institute here. And what that is a homeless shelter for female veterans. There is not one in El Paso, so this is the first of its kind. And you know, that's being built and being constructed at this time. So every weekend, as the female veteran peers in the network, we go out and we feed the volunteers that are there helping construct the building and fixing the plumbing and things like that. So we do little community events as we can, and we'll try to get involved and jump on other events that are going on, such as on the base last week, they had the Sharp Stampede for 3rd Brigade, which is a sexual assault awareness. And we had a table set up there just to, again, let people know that we're out there, we're here to help. No proof is needed, no insurance. And actually, in today's crisis of health insurance costs and everything else that's going on, this is a blessing to a lot of people. I have a lot of people that have separated from the military and have no insurance, and they know they need help. So this is a place, it's a faucet for them.
Right. All major issues. You hit it, another one, and that's the homelessness. I was aware of that. It's just back to, you know, what you guys speak of, bridging from the military to the civilian life. You know, it's two different worlds, and it's just great, like I said, to have the organizations like yourself out there reaching out and there for that support. Well, Sabina, I'm going to take a quick break, and when we get back, if there's anything else you'd like to share with us that I haven't covered, let's go ahead and do that. Because you said there's some other organizations that's under, you know, the Emergent Health Network besides the military veteran peers. So if you'd like to share that, that would be perfect for the listeners to hear what else that's going on. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll discuss that further.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Rocks the Boss, host of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Hi, and welcome to Social New York. My name is Jamil Wilborn, and I'm going to be your host. If you have not figured out by now, social media is definitely not a fad. Social media has become more and more popular. Facebook has over 1 billion monthly active users. And then Twitter, 500 million total users. And I'm going to show you how to utilize all of them on social media.
Social New York is being brought to you live by BGE Radio.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
We're back. Welcome back. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It's 11-6-2013. We are going into 2014. Can you believe that? And it is 3:28 p.m. Atlanta, 12:28 p.m. Los Angeles, and I am here on air with Sabina Rangel with Emergent Health Network, Military Veterans Peer Network, speaking on the support that her and her organization provides, connecting Texas vets, you know, those that seeking the resources to meet other vets, with all the continuing growing issues that affects our servicemen. BillGrowingEnjoy.com, you can get on over to there to find out more information. The information will be up after the show. Also, while you're there, check out the other things that's happening at Kalitha. You can follow me on Twitter, or if you want to go directly to the military, to the Military Veterans Peer Network website, that's milvetpeer.net. Now, Sabina, what else do you feel that you would like to share? And you said there's some other organizations that's under the umbrella of Emergent Health Network. Please share that with us.
Well, we spoke about the court program, which, again, is Veterans Court. It's called Veterans Court. This particular one in El Paso is Veterans Court of El Paso by name. The Hope Institute, which is the female homeless female veteran shelter. We have a Uniform for Success. We work closely with job centers and career centers. So basically what I would stress is for anyone that is listening to reach out to their local mental health organization, the biggest one for the city, and see what they have in place for veterans. I know Emergent Health Network is growing around the country, but in El Paso. It used to be El Paso Mental Health and Mental Retardation. Well, that name in itself had a stigma to it. So the name was changed to Emergent Health Network. They are buying facilities all over the United States, and all of the Emergent Health Networks have a military veteran section. That would be, I would suggest, linking in with them, because the amount of resources that they have available are endless. We have been able to help veterans and service members, even families of service members and veterans, fit any need that they've come up with. As I mentioned, it's not always I don't want to go to therapy. You know, I don't need therapy. Okay, well, maybe you need a friend to exercise with. Maybe you need a friend to go play basketball with. Or maybe you need a friend to go shopping with. We have people in our organization that are willing to do those things. Mm-hmm. And even if someone is not seeking help but would like to provide help, mm-hmm. being a volunteer is the most satisfying role that I've had in a very long time. Still have to work, but I love when I can volunteer, and I do that every day of the week. Whatever, if I can fit in an hour or 5 hours for that day, I try to give as much as I can because it's important. I am that veteran. I am that one that got out of the military and said to myself, now what? I didn't know what to do or where to go. I had to figure it out on my own, and I know the frustration that that caused for me. So if I can assist, or someone is willing to assist, a fellow veteran, deal with this life-altering event, you know, Emergent welcomes them. We do provide training, allowing them to be certified to peer mentor. Whether they want a peer mentor or not, we provide the training. That way they can have a knowledge and a basis for what they may incur. There's also a training called BEATS, Bring Everyone Into the Zone, and that's a more in-depth training. A lot of times dealing with suicide and things of that nature. And when you have veterans and you have people returning from deployment, that is the reality. You have someone all the time that has contemplated suicide at one point or another due to the stressors of their deployment. So I would just encourage them, go to the website, look at the resources that we have available. If you need the resources, please, you know, reach out so that we can assist you with that. And if you feel that you're able to provide resources or assistance for a veteran or service member, that's always appreciated.
Right. Peer group leaders and citizens making a difference. Emergent Health Network, Military Veterans Peer Network, milvetpeer.net. There is a Veterans Crisis Line you can reach out to, 1-800-273-8255. Press 1, and while you're at the site, you can join for free. Meet other vets you need. Find resources. Vets, you are not alone. Now, Sabina, in all my shows, I like to leave my listeners with words of encouragement from my guests, especially ones like you that are out there in the trenches, in the walk, making a difference. Whatever you feel that's on your spirit, leave us with some words of encouragement.
Ooh. For me, the words of encouragement are exactly what you said. You're never alone. No matter how bad you think something is or someone is, there's someone out there that has been there and is willing to help. We'd like to hold your hand and walk with you through any dark time. And it's no simpler stated than they're not alone.
Absolutely.
You're never, never alone. Well, Sabina, it's just been an absolute honor to have you join us here today on BGE Radio. Thank you for just, you're appreciated. I know of this personally, as I said, you know, I was raised as a military child, you know, been around the military all my life, and I see this, and it's a real issue, and it takes a lot for someone to commit to it because it is some really serious, deep issues. So I just want you to know here from BGE that we appreciate you. We thank you for taking the time for joining us today and sharing all your great work and how you are out assisting and making a difference in our continued blessings as you are out there making a difference.
Thank you. Thank you. The pleasure is all mine.
Okay, and then let's go ahead and let them know, once again, all your contact information, and you just, you know, you have our support.
Yes, ma'am. Again, Emergence Health Network, 1600 Montana, El Paso, Texas, 79902. They can be reached via telephone at 915-877-3412. Facebook page, Military Veteran Peer Network, El Paso. There's also emergencenetwork.org. And please, 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 please reach out. Tell your friends, your family, person in the grocery store line. There's help out there.
Thank you so very much for joining us today, Sabina. You have a great rest of your week. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays. God bless everyone.
Thank you. And there you guys have it, Sabina Rangel, emergencehealthnetwork.org or milvetpeer.net. You heard it. You are not alone. So those that are out there thinking that you are, you're not. Get on over and contact Sabina and her team. They are out there doing miraculous things for something that's so needed for our vets, our servicemen that are out there fight day in and day out for us. So definitely reach out to Sabina. That's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. I thank you all for tuning in today. It's hump day, so I know you guys are looking forward to the last 2 days of the week to get a little relaxation going on for the weekend to come. But enjoy the rest of your week, and as I always tell each and every one of you guys, build, grow, and don't forget to always enjoy. Have a great rest of your week. Goodbye.